WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 5 weeks after he entered Gemelli Hospital in Rome, Pope Francis is expected to leave today, weak but determined. CBS's Ali Bauman says the 88-year-old leader of the world's Catholics has been battling a complex respiratory infection.
His doctors say Pope Francis will need at least 2 months of rest and rehabilitation after he returns to the Vatican. During his life-threatening illness, the 88-year-old Pope suffered several respiratory crises that put him in critical condition. Doctors say the Pope will need continued speech therapy after prolonged use of high-flow oxygen.
The Pope is expected to wave from a window of the hospital before he leaves for the Vatican. Joel Hodge is the head of the School of Theology at the Australian Catholic University in Melbourne.
He's a great worker. He likes to give of himself. He wants to be present to the people. He doesn't like to go on holiday and all that kind of thing. But he may have to rebalance that in the light of this serious stay in hospital.
Rosa Coronel lives in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where Francis was born. She says, well, I am happy because the Pope is going to be released. He has recovered. I was waiting for this moment, and it makes me very happy. I was praying for his health so that everything goes well. A Hamas official says an Israeli airstrike on the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis has killed at least 19 people, including the top Hamas political leader Salah al-Bardawil and his wife. Amir Nader reports from Jerusalem.
Bardawil was a member of its political bureau, so one of the main decision-making bodies, and previously a spokesperson. His killing comes as over 630 people have been reported killed, including 200 children.
Bardawil is the 10th Hamas official to be killed since Israel began its new military offensive in Gaza on Tuesday. Hundreds of people protested on both sides of the northern border yesterday against President Trump's tariffs.
The Canadian people do understand that most of us don't want this, but at the same time, you can only push people so far, and this isn't what we are.
That's protest organizer Ali Brody. The 10th-seeded University of Arkansas has made it all the way to the Sweet 16 of the men's NCAA tournament, March Madness, by defeating second-seeded St. John's University 75-66. St. John's head coach Rick Pitino.
I don't mind going out with a loss. I just hate to see us play that way offensively. And we got to live with it. You put a lot of time and effort. The coaches did. And it's just a bitter pill to swallow. With that type of performance, but we'll give the credit to Arkansas.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the final hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now 4 locations in Dane County, including that brand new store in Sun Prairie, plus 1 Baker Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. Also online at HerbalAspect.com. Let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour with Essential Last Crack. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
ground.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of the Mighty Last Crack. That is from The Uprising, released in 2019. The song is called Icicle. It's a jam. I like that song a lot. My Burning Time before that. Of course, you know, Last Crack, they haven't played a show since 2019. They're playing another show coming up in just a couple of weeks. The Rocker Jamboree. It's a benefit show to help raise money for Rocker and his out-of-pocket medical expenses from his heart attack. And we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Mama Cares, which is a great organization connected to the mamas here in Madison to help Madison musicians, artists out in their time of need. We would love to see you there. It's going to be a great lineup. Last Crack is playing, Magic 7, Mindox, Subatomic, Electromag. The best thing about this is the show starts early. It's an afternoon show, folks. So doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're going to be out of there by 5 o'clock. Unless you want to stick around for the late show, that's cool too. It's going to be a great afternoon of fun, great music from bands that you haven't heard play in at least 10 years. Electromag withstanding that, because they're the newer of the gang. The Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May the 4th. At the Burr Oak in Madison, I highly suggest getting those advanced tickets right now. Just go to the Burr Oak webpage and grab those tickets as soon as possible. This thing will sell out. I've got some music on the way this hour from the Vanishing Kids. Did you know that Butto is drumming for them now? That blew me away. We'll do a flashback with Half Past Zero. We got some Abaddon's End just around the corner. Let's do some Rogue Rat right now. Drag Strip Queen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, The Vanishing Kids and Midnight Children. That's from their latest album that was released last year. And like I said before, did you know that Butto is now drumming for Vanishing Kids? I saw that news, last week? Maybe for a week before last. Blew me away. And I was talking to Rocker about this. Like, I had no idea Butto was a drummer. Crazy. Before that, we heard Abaddon's End, Absence in Adolescence. They have a lot of stuff happening. Be sure to follow Abaddon's End on the socials. Great band out of southern Wisconsin. And I think they're going places. Let's go there with them. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Hey, stick around. We got another band from the Rocker Jamboree lineup, Magic 7. They're next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
on Civic Media. We are local music. The American Dead. She calls everybody honey. Mendota from Magic 7 before that. Hey, stick around. We got music from Good Morning V. We'll do some Common Threads. Ash Aria on the way. Right now is Color Phase. High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
Veins and I must make it right, you know. I'm gonna fight, I'm gonna fight.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music with Ash, Aria, and The Burning. That's a couple of years old. Great song, though. Great jam. Mickey Sunshine before that. Bathroom Floor, one of my favorites from Mickey Sunshine. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio this evening. Really appreciate your ears. Don't forget, you can grab the podcast anytime at the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. While you're there, grab the app, the Civic Media app. Put that in your phone, and we'll take you. You can take us anywhere you go. And we'll take you as well. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening tonight. Common Threads just around the corner right now. Good Morning V. It's Blunderbuss. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Catch me here.
be standing here.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com. Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Crude. A crowd's been gathering outside Gemelli Hospital in Rome in hopes of seeing Pope Francis on the balcony outside his room. Francis is then expected to return to his apartment in the Vatican. The BBC's Bethany Bell says the 88-year-old leader of the world's Catholics will be in recovery mode for the next 2 months.
They say he'll be able to continue some work, but that he won't be able to meet large groups of people or to do big events that will require a lot of effort. Now, of course, the big question on everyone's minds here is that Easter is next month. Will the Pope be able to take part in